Proverbs 15, verse 13 tells us, "A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken." We live in tumultuous times. Hearts are sad, and many spirits are indeed broken, like that verse says. There's conflict and strife around the world, and it fills our daily news. I think it's ironic how many of the voices screaming for worldwide peace belong to the same people who fill the streets with violence and then claim it's their right to do so. It saddens me to hear of people demanding peace, but who obviously don't have a clue where to find it. You might be asking yourself, what does he mean? Only this. We can try to force tolerance upon a classroom. We can outlaw bigotry and challenge prejudice at the workplace, but none of this can replace or alter our prideful, sin-sick hearts. Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10 says, "The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the results of his deeds." As badly as we want a peaceful and unified nation, it cannot come about as long as we are a nation separated from God. There's no law we can pass that will stifle our arrogance and selfishness. No pill has been or will ever be developed that can remove pride and a lust for power from the human heart. Only God can do that if we humble ourselves before Him, allowing Him to do the necessary spiritual surgery. Only then can we be a people who will truly want and work for peace in our nation and abroad. We need a spiritual revival back to God, not the same old political rhetoric. Harmony among people won't come by waving banners and shouting peace slogans in one another's faces. Lasting peace can only come to a person or a nation who has been transformed by Christ.